This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Columbia snowplows have been out overnight working to clear the roads for drivers. Columbia Public Works spokesperson Steve Sapp says as of this morning, all first and second priority routes have one lane that is plowed and passable.
Passable does not mean that it's clear down the pavement. Passable means that it has been plowed and at least one lane has had the top layer of snow taken off of it.
Columbia Public Works operated between 26 and 30 plows overnight.
Anytime we have a snow over 4 inches and we get into residential areas, then we run 24/7 on overtime until we have touched all 521 road miles, 1,100 lane miles of Columbia streets.
Sapp says the city plans to begin plowing residential streets this afternoon, an effort that will likely continue into the weekend.
We really ask people to pull their cars into their driveways or into a parking lot if possible, so that our crews can get to those residential streets and get the plow down from curb to curb as much as possible. It really helps when we don't have any traffic or any parked vehicles when it comes to clearing roadways.
Crews remain on first and second priority routes to do touch-up work. The Missouri Department of Transportation reported yesterday parts of Interstate 70 to be closed during some periods. Sapp, with the Columbia Department of Public Works, said he wasn't aware of any roads closed now.
There are literally hundreds of abandoned vehicles that became stuck yesterday. A lot of those in driving lanes, many of those not quite on the shoulder. So as people navigate, those that have to go in today on their morning commute and navigate around today, they need to be very aware that there are a number of stalled vehicles out there that are traffic hazards.
Officials urge those who do use the roads today to be very careful. Airports in Columbia, Kansas City, and St. Louis reopened, but passengers were told to expect several cancellations, particularly in the morning. Lambert International Airport in St. Louis and Kansas City International Airport both closed yesterday after the massive snowstorm. Websites for all airports showed several early morning flights canceled, but more listed on time as the day proceeds. Yesterday's snowstorm included a rare feature, thunder. The phenomenon is known as thunder snow. It's extremely rare and is caused by instability in the atmosphere. It happens when the ground is warm, but air in higher parts of the atmosphere is much colder. It also requires strong wind to push the warm air up and create the instability that results in thunder snow. A University of Missouri climatology study shows that between 1961 and 1990, only 191 cases of thunder snow were reported. The women's basketball teams from LSU and Missouri will have to wait at least one more day for their first meeting since the 1989-90 season. The snowstorm caused university officials to postpone the game, which was scheduled last night in Columbia. It has been postponed until 1 this afternoon. A state of emergency has been declared in the Columbia area, where about 10 inches of snow made travel hazardous yesterday and blocked some roadways near the Mizzou Arena. The postponement means the game won't be televised regionally as originally scheduled. In the aftermath of yesterday's winter storm, drivers could still face hazards. Yesterday, the Missouri Department of Transportation reported several accidents, which forced delays throughout Columbia. Bridgestone Winter Driving School Operation Manager Kurt Spitzner says it's important to know how to approach dangerous road conditions. He says that one of the most important things to control when driving in bad conditions is your emotional state.
If you haven't given yourself the proper amount of time, then your stress level goes up. And if your stress level goes up, your ability to make the right decision at the right time is going to go down.
Spitzner says when it comes to winter weather conditions, having things such as four-wheel drive does not guarantee a safe trip. He says the person driving the car must know what to do in winter weather in order to be safe. The number of Missouri students succeeding on advanced placement tests has doubled in the last decade. KBIA's Meredith Turk has more.
Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education spokesperson Sarah Potter says AP tests saved a great deal of money for students in 2012.
Potential cost savings for the students and families is more than $15 million by taking these exams and getting college credit.
Although Missouri is showing improvement among students who take the test, the number of students taking the test is low.
Missouri ranks 48th out of 50 states and D.C. in the percentage of students that are actually participating in the programs.
Potter says promoting the tests in rural areas is important to increase the number who take the test. Columbia Public Schools spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says Columbia expects to keep increasing the numbers here.
Every year we have more and more students that are taking the exam.
According to Columbia Public Schools, its students are doing better on AP tests than the state or national averages. Close to 18% of students in Columbia take the test versus 9% statewide. Meredith Turk, KBIA News.
Legislation moving through the Missouri House would require state and local level public school officials to encourage classroom discussions on, quote, the strengths and weaknesses of evolution. Marshall Griffin has details.
The sponsor, GOP House member Andrew Koenig of St. Louis County, says the bill stresses academic freedom.
It does not mandate curriculum to the teacher. It's really up to the school district. And if evolution is going to be taught, it just allows them to teach the scientific strengths and weaknesses.
Democrat Jeff Rorta of Jefferson County says he's concerned the bill could open the door to religion being taught in public schools.
I think we ought to tread very carefully when we start legislating how teachers teach.
No one testified against the bill at a House committee hearing this week. A vote is expected later. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Community Blood Center of Greater Kansas City says it is in urgent need of blood after a winter storm forced it to close its 6 donation centers. The Kansas City Star reports the storm has caused the blood center to lose 2 full days' supply of blood. The center now has less than 1 day's worth of blood on hand. Anyone who wants to make an appointment can go to SaveLifeNow.org. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.